In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. On any given day, there are more than 400,000 kids in foster care in the United States. A little more than half will find homes. Well, there's a housing community in Portland, Oregon, that's experimenting with putting seniors who need affordable housing together with foster parents and children all under the same roof. Melanie Savchenko reports.
It's happiness hour at Bridge Meadows, an intergenerational housing community for foster children and their adoptive parents. It also offers affordable housing for low-income seniors. Every Wednesday, residents dine together in the community room.
I was really lonely before I moved here, but when I realized I could have children in my life, I never looked anyplace else.
That's 86-year-old Ruth Green, one of the elders at Bridge Meadows. As part of her lease agreement, Green commits to volunteering with the families in tutoring or babysitting. For mom Laura Seaton, the support is a big help. She adopted her sister's three children from a foster family in New Mexico. 4 years ago, they moved into Bridge Meadows.
So here I was like, wow, we get sort of this pre-made community of people and grandparents and friends.
Bridge Meadows rents townhouses to its families far below the market rate. Seaton gets a four-bedroom home for $800 a month. A similar home in the area rents for more than double that. Based on a model in rural Illinois called Hope Meadows, Portland's Bridge Meadows is funded through foundation dollars and tax credits for low-income housing, and saves the foster care system around $50,000 per child, according to its associate director, Renee Mosley.
If you've reached age 8, typically you don't get adopted. So what we looked at was if these children remained in foster care, what would that dollar amount look like?
Bridge Meadows also offers support services like counseling and, thanks to its senior residents, childcare.
We have probably close to 2,000 hours of childcare that our elders provide.
But this type of community living might not be suitable for all foster kids, especially those with a traumatic history, says Robin Gerbel, a psychotherapist in Austin, Texas, who works with adopted youth.
There could be a circumstance where we're looking at behavioral challenges that are so significant that living in that type of community might not be safe or appropriate.
Bridge Meadows relies on referrals from the Oregon Department of Human Services to select its families. It has a second location in the state and recently opened housing for foster youth entering the workforce. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Melanie Savchenko for Marketplace.